Holby says at night in Baghdad, the moon shows through a fuzzy filter of air pollution. He's worried the smoky air will cause breathing problems for soldiers. He says it appears troops are getting the hardware and shielding they need, but it's hard to gauge their morale.
Very frankly, the brass, they arrange your visit with troops in a way that will actually prevent any opportunities for the soldiers to talk to you frankly out of earshot from the top brass. I met some people from Wisconsin, but if they did want to tell me something that was different than the party line, that'd be pretty hard for them to do that with the commanding general sitting at the table with them.
Holby has sponsored two bills to set a U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq, both opposed by the Bush administration. But that tune is changing as the president now favors a timeline horizon.
So it seems to me that the administration, after attacking us and laughing at us for months, is now moving in our direction, and I think so is the Iraqi government.
As the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Obi visited Iraq to see the $600 million U.S. embassy being built in Baghdad. He thinks the embassy, which is 10 times larger than the size of most U.S. embassies, is too large and will become a target of U.S. occupation. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.